USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the day after Christmas, the biggest returns day retailers will face of the entire year, but those U.S. retailers are enjoying their best holiday sales in years. The early data showing that sales shot up at their strongest pace in at least 6 years. MasterCard reporting consumers spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Federal workers affected by the ongoing partial government shutdown using the hashtag #ShutdownStories to vent their frustrations. The lapse in federal fundings affected a quarter of the government, about 800,000 workers, many who won't be getting paid or worried about whether they'll be able to pay their Christmas bills on time. Japan makes a controversial move that's spurring international condemnation.
Japan has announced it's withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission in order to resume commercial killing of the protected animals. Japan says the hunting will be limited to their country's territorial waters and economic zones. The commission had rejected Tokyo's request to resume commercial whaling. Japan has long maintained against scientific evidence that most whale species aren't endangered and that eating whale is a part of the Japanese culture. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
California Governor Jerry Brown pardoning 5 refugees who had faced possible deportation because of criminal convictions. 5 Cambodians who entered the country when they were 5 years old or younger were among the 250 clemency decisions announced by the Democratic governor on Christmas Eve. Nearly 4,000 patients who underwent procedures at a North Jersey surgery center are being told to get tested for HIV and hepatitis B and C. The New Jersey Health Department issuing the alert citing deficiencies in infection control at Health Plus Surgery Center in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. The warning covers the period from January to September 7th of this year. GoFundMe is giving refunds to thousands of donors who were duped by a scam about a homeless veteran. 14,000 people donated more than $400,000 to the fund that was reportedly for a homeless vet in Philadelphia. Kate McClure and her boyfriend Mark D'Amico claimed in their GoFundMe campaign that the homeless vet, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., had given McClure his last $20 so she could fill up her car with gas. Police now say the entire story was pure fiction. And Mariah Carey breaking records with her holiday favorite, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has a top Spotify's list of most streamed songs in a single day with 10.8 million streams. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.